Let's say you're a company that's very successful in operating in the United States, and maybe you've been under criticism by a political group for not having enough domestic jobs. And then let's say that the president of the United States goes on national television and says that your company is opening 3 manufacturing plants in the United States and will employ thousands of workers. And let's say that that announcement goes against every strategic decision that the company has made up to that point. That's the situation that Apple is in today. Trump went on television to announce 3 new plants being opened by quote-unquote Apple. Apple has yet to publicly comment on the announcement. So that is what we're focusing on this week, President Trump's relationship with Apple, and Apple's repeated attempts to manage Trump. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast Episode 82. Before we get to our main story, let's review the acquisitions that have taken place over the last week. Mitel is buying ShoreTel for $430 million to create a unified communications powerhouse. This combination of the two companies will allow Mitel to become the number 2 unified communication as a service company. With this acquisition, Mitel has now almost doubled its unified communication as a service revenue to $263 million. Investment firm KKR has confirmed that they will buy WebMD for $2.8 billion in cash. KKR is the holding company for Internet Brands, which apparently own a portfolio of B2B and B2C websites in verticals like automotive, health, home, travel, and legal. OpenText, a company known as a technological graveyard, has acquired yet another company, this time a forensic security vendor known as Guidance Software for $240 million. And we'll end things with a couple of rumors or acquisitions that have not happened. Apparently, BMC was in talks to purchase CA, and that apparently is now off the table. The deal that the two companies were discussing would have been structured as a leveraged buyout and would have counted as one of the largest deals in recent years, given CA's market value of $14.6 billion. And as a follow-up to Sourcecast episode 78, where John Silverwood and I mentioned that SoftBank may have an interest in Uber for a variety of reasons, well, apparently we were right. TechCrunch is reporting that SoftBank is keen to buy a multi-billion dollar stake in Uber. And this is interesting because the company just put $2 billion into Southeast Asia's Grab, which is a Uber competitor. SoftBank is on our radar, and we will continue to report on their activities. On to our main story, President Trump and Apple. What an interesting and odd combination. Last week, President Trump announced that Apple promised to build 3 manufacturing plants in the United States. And I quote the president, "I spoke to Mr. Cook. He's promised me 3 big plants. Big, big, big. I said, you know, Tim, unless you start building your plants in this country, I won't consider my administration an economic success." He called me and he said they were going forward. As of Saturday, July 29th, Apple has not publicly commented on this announcement from Trump. To provide some background, since Trump's campaign, he has been criticizing Apple for quote-unquote forcing jobs out of the United States and into China.
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 After Trump won the election, he said in Time magazine that he told Mr. Cook that he wanted Apple to build a great plant, your biggest and your best, even if it's only a foot bigger than someplace in China.
Let's say China.
Apple has been in a defensive position since Trump started levying attacks against the company. Apple has repeatedly said that it supports about 2 million jobs in the United States, including its own employees and those of suppliers, app developers, and entrepreneurs who offer products across its devices. The company directly employs 80,000 people in the U.S. In May, the company announced a $1 billion advanced manufacturing fund on CNBC. CEO Tim Cook said the new fund will support U.S. manufacturing, and its first investment will be announced in May. He didn't provide any further details on the fund's targets. In an interview with Jim Cramer, Cook did not provide hard details about where the money was going and what companies would benefit with this investment fund. Because of the timing of Trump's statement, there's been some confusion in the press. In addition to this announcement with Apple, Trump also announced that Foxconn, which is a major manufacturing partner with Apple, would be opening a plant in Wisconsin. The Foxconn Wisconsin project is supposedly promising 10,000 direct construction jobs and 22,000 indirect or induced jobs related to the project. So there's question as to whether Apple is directly investing in a new plant or if they are helping or encouraging partners like Foxconn to open plants in the United States. There's been a lot of press about whether Apple will actually create these plants in the United States. Bloomberg is saying that's not happening. And they cite a very valid reason. Manufacturing is not part of Apple's core structure or strategy. They don't build factories. There is one Apple-owned and maintained factory in Ireland. That plant's existence is basically for tax reasons. Bloomberg provided another great example of almost exactly the same situation, where Apple was faced with political pressure in Brazil to open a local plant. Apple worked with Foxconn to open a new plant in Brazil, and it didn't perform very well. This is the other element that's interesting to manufacturing in the United States. The reason why China is being selected is not really because of labor costs. Labor really only accounts for 2% of the iPhone's total cost, per Bloomberg. The true value of manufacturing in China is because of the local supply chain. All of the parts, all of the subcomponents needed to make the iPhones are right there. They're within a 50-mile radius of the main Foxconn factories. So building plants outside of those local supply chains don't yield cost efficiencies. The real question is there a significant tax and financial incentive provided by the U.S. government to Apple or Foxconn to create a manufacturing plant in the United States, and specifically Wisconsin? Well, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is certainly trying to make that happen. In order to get Foxconn to come to Wisconsin to build LED screens, Walker is urging lawmakers to approve a $3 billion incentive package that includes state income tax credits and $150 million sales tax holiday. Obviously, Walker is facing criticism from Democratic opposition, saying this is a $1 to $3 billion corporate welfare package. But this isn't a political podcast. This is a supply chain podcast. And this is a pure, excellent example of a supply chain problem. All of the things that you need to make the stuff that you want to make is not physically available in the area where your factory is. So you're going to have to ship in all of those other products. And if you're creating modular components that are just basically reassembled in the U.S., can you call the product made in America? We're going to continue to cover this topic and to further clarify Apple, Foxconn's, and President Trump's strategies.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.